This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And it is a good morning and the final weekday of this week. And every morning this morning, these mornings I'll say, for this week have felt very exciting. I'm sure you would agree. It's Fan Early Morning Show for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. So, this may have been the best, most exciting week in Pittsburgh sports history, or one of them. Now, I'm not saying that from a perspective of that, you know, a whole lot of winning happened necessarily, or that, you know, there's definite success being taken from this week in sports, but I mean, like, in terms of excitement, in terms of news breaking, in terms of increasing your anticipation to be interested in Pittsburgh sports, among all of the sports teams that are active right now, this has been a tremendously exciting week. There has been news everywhere from the four active, well, not even active sports, the three professional teams and then one of Pitt's teams, the men's basketball team. There is so much from this week. I mean, we started with Russell Wilson getting signed. Deontay Johnson got traded. Steelers signed Patrick Queen. The Penguins have a bobblehead shipment stolen. Then they proceed to win the game where those bobbleheads were supposed to be given away. So the Penguins are even interesting in this case. Pitt men's basketball wins in the first round of the ACC tournament against Wake Forest, a team that seemed to blow it at the end of this season. Now Pitt's going to play number one UNC on Saturday, and that'll be a huge test and a huge testimony toward whether they deserve that spot in the national tournament or not. And then the Pittsburgh Pirates, you got Paul Skeens yesterday just dialing up 100 as casually as that seems to feel to him, throwing the ball by hitters. Terramar Johnson's been highlighted here in spring training. He was the Pirates' number one pick in 2022. Henry Davis is still impressing. Aside from just a lot to look forward to with the regular season approaching for the Pirates at the end of this month. I mean, we're a couple weeks away now from the Major League Baseball regular season starting. So all four teams this week that are actively making decisions, I know Pitt football is a team we cover as well. They're still doing spring stuff, I'm sure. But Pitt men's basketball is really headlining what Pitt's doing right now by, again, for the second year in a row, not losing in the first round of the ACC tournament and really making a strong case for their presence to be at the national tournament. So call me. I mean, we can talk about anything. 412-928-9370. There are so many topics that we can bring up about any of the teams from this week. And reflecting on this week, I remember going to bed on Sunday night and I saw the news right before I went to bed that said Russell Wilson got signed. Now, again, from the Steelers' sake, I wish they would do some more rebuilding and getting young talent. But, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and pretend that I'm not excited about some of these moves. But I also know that they better work out this next year. I'm still going to be skeptical just personally, because I've been preaching rebuild for a couple years now, and last year I kind of recanted that, and I said, yeah, they're making moves, Khan looks like he cares, so that's fine. This year, I'm less tolerant to that, because if these veterans don't work out, I mean, the Steelers better not be in the middle again. Like, I would rather them go into this year, and I know we've talked about these forbidden words, but I would rather them, if it's not going to work out, just clearly lose. Don't get almost there. Don't make the playoffs and have a formidable opponent here. Like, don't do that. If you're going to lose, Steelers, lose gloriously and start over. That being said, the collection of moves that they have made naturally, as a sports fan, make me excited. I recognize a lot of the players that they're signing, and that makes me happy just on that front. They are signing big-name guys. They are Omar Khan seems to be making decisions that Steelers in the past have not made. He's being more aggressive in his approach, which I will, on its face, respect that and be optimistic into the future here. But I don't finish the same way again, because then I'll yell even more. I guess a lot to talk about on the Steelers front in particular. Pittman's basketball, if you have any comments on them, I mean, it's just exciting to watch them play and have an opportunity to face a number one seed coming up here over the weekend, so we can talk about them. If you want to react to the Penguins getting their bobblehead shipment stolen, that's fine. But they won against San Jose yesterday 6-3, so that's interesting. And then if you got any comments on the Pirates, I know the Pirates are kind of budding here, and spring training is hard to analyze because so many players get in and get repetitions, and that's really all it's about. But if you want to call and talk about the Pirates at all, you're welcome to. 412-928-9370. You can hit me up on X as well, at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. You can tag me, mention me in posts, and I usually respond to those in written form, and sometimes I'll read them out on the air. And we already got callers on the lines now, so let's start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
It's Jeff.
Hello, Jeff. What's up?
You forgot one other team. The Duquesne Dukes knocked off number 3 Dayton last.
You are correct. I try to focus on Pitt because we're the flagship station, but you're right. Yeah, Duke deserves some credit for that.
I want to give a shout-out to Jake DeMichael, the local boy from McKees Rocks, who's a true freshman. He's now starting on the team, doing a great job as well.
Cool, Jeff. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thanks for shouting out the Duke. Sure. One of the local college teams. They deserve their props as well. So, yeah, thanks for the call. Thanks for giving them that recognition. Another caller here, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, Mr. Callis. It's Dave from Monroeville. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I told you it's been a great week, and it's been a great week to work, you know, the whole week. So,
yes, I agree with you. I wanted to do two things. So, one, I was at that game last night against San Jose. I was upset because, I hate to admit it, but I'm a San Jose fan.
Whoa. How are you from Monroeville and a San Jose fan?
Because honestly, my favorite animal is a shark. I just think the jerseys are cool. I'm more of a football fan, to be honest with you.
So you're a Steeler fan?
Yes, all huge, right. Diehard Steeler fan. Yes.
All right.
I agree with you with what you said, because if Russell Wilson does not work out, I agree with you, just take your beatings and start over. And honestly, if we don't get Tyler Boyd, what do you think about Hunter Renfrow from Vegas?
I'm not a big fan of him, David. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your comments and questions. I'm not a big fan of anybody that comes out of the Raiders organization. Like, Hunter Renfrow is like the one receiver, like when there were like a few of those guys available, where I was like, nah. That name's not doing it for me. But speaking of Tyler Boyd, though, we were talking about this yesterday, whether Tyler Boyd would want to sign with the Steelers or not, and perhaps the Chiefs would be interested in him. And now maybe the Steelers are more likely to be in for the Tyler Boyd signing here, because Hollywood Brown just signed with the Chiefs, per reports. Yesterday, first reports came out that they're going to sign Hollywood Brown to a one-year deal. Not that they couldn't sign more than one receiver in free agency, but if they've got that guy, they make the Steelers more likely to sign Tyler Boyd. Maybe the Chiefs don't feel that urgent need to fill anymore. So I just wanted to update on that as well, and I was going to talk about that, but since Dave brought it up there about receivers, Tyler Boyd looking way more likely now that Hollywood Brown has signed with the Chiefs, per reports. So, Hunter Renfrow, though, Mike Williams, I think, was just released by the Chargers. If I remember that name correctly, he was somebody that I was intrigued to see, and maybe the Steelers could have interest in him as a veteran receiver if Tyler Boyd doesn't work out, or if they want to stack and bolster that core. I also think they're going to, you know, hopefully Omar Khan has the Kevin Colbert touch and just drafts a receiver at some point in like the mid rounds, and that receiver turns out to be like a superstar. And then we may not have to rely on this free agency period, because the Steelers may have a plan. They might have their eyes on some receiver in the draft as well. And one signing, I would hope it's Tyler Boyd, just understanding his impact. And I like the local story, you know, being a WPIL guy, Clerton Bear, then a Pitt Panther, and, you know, coming back to play for the NFL team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, would be, I just think it'd be a nice story. And he's talented enough to be in there and I think make an impact. So that's me. That's how I feel about it. Anybody else? Yeah. At this point, I kind of meh on a lot of the names too, just overall. I'm going to think about it, and I do believe that they'll dip back into the draft and they'll try to steal a pick in the mid rounds. That's something else too. I mean, there's so many things, and there's so many topics, and there's so many things to talk about from this week. An exciting week in Pittsburgh sports, just based on, you know, all the news that's broken, all the winning that seemed to happen. Well, just in Pittman's basketball's case, the Pittsburgh Penguins, I mean, that shipment of bobbleheads being stolen, it's an interesting story, and that news broke yesterday. I'll still focus a little bit more on the Steelers here. There's a lot more speculation when it comes to the Steelers, because right now they're not playing games, they're just signing names, which rhymes. It could be a slogan, but no. The Steelers are way more anticipation here of what they're doing, because they're not playing games right now. Pittman's basketball is in the thick of it. The Pirates are on the precipice of getting there to the regular season. And then the Penguins are like, they're exciting for ways you don't want them to be exciting. So, yeah, talk about any of it. I mean, I am so elated from this week and just all that's been happening. So call me, talk about it. Here's something I wanted to bring up too. Speaking of receivers, just kind of bouncing around Steeler topics here right now. There were some reports out there that I saw that Omar Khan wanted to trade Deontay Johnson because he didn't want a bad role model out there for George Pickens, and now that begs the question, which is believable. It's not too controversial, but, you know, how much of a negative influence was Deontay Johnson on George Pickens? I mean, you saw Deontay Johnson barely block on a play and not grab a fumble in the game against the Bengals last year, and then, you know, a few games later, George Pickens did not block for Jaylen Warren when Jaylen Warren scored a touchdown. So, now that Deontay Johnson's gone, there was some speculation that maybe there was a message being sent to George Pickens, like, you know, hey, if you're going to act like this too, we won't have a problem getting rid of you next year. I think from what I'm like hearing now, it's an interesting dynamic. I think it's less of, hey, man, you know, if you do this too, you'll receive the same fate. And it's more of, hey, man, you know, he wasn't the guy you want to look up to, and we don't do that here. And we'll find other guys to fill his role, but his attitude's not it. And his output was not quite there either, from all of the drop passes that he had in his career with the Steelers. You know, more mainly the attitude, though. He says, hey, we're, you know, I think the, the Steelers are saying in that case, they're saying, you know, hey, we're not, that's not what we do, and that's not what we want you to look up to, so we're going to get that distraction out of here, and we're going to surround you with guys that we know can be more positively influential and contribute to winning. Crowley says it best, and I didn't know how to put it into words about how I felt about Deontay, because he had some good stats, but, like, the drop passes were annoying. But you felt like Deontay should have been part of the core of those guys, especially as his contract reflected that you wanted him to be the core of those guys on the receiver front. But Crowley said it best, and he said it, you know, once or twice this week. You can't win with guys like Deontay Johnson. Just, you know, the frustration that he's displayed, and the fact that he drops passes and then he doesn't block or recover fumbles, and just doesn't seem to be giving an effort. I mean, you really get exposed. You're not always looking at the receivers when they're blocking, because that's, you know, that's not where the play usually is. They're just kind of setting a foundation for the ball carrier to get through. But I mean, not going after that fumble really exposed a lot of the effort that he gives when he tries to block. And you can't win with guys like that. And I like that Crowley said it, because then that resonated in my head, like, yeah, he's right. You know, he is correct. Maybe you can't win with guys like that. And yeah, somebody just needed to, like, verbalize that, because it's true. I mean, the way he acted and his attitude toward the game just made it seem like he was a negatively impactful guy. And the Steelers, as a response, are just saying, like, hey, you know, you want to get traded? Well, we're going to bring in Russell Wilson then, and you can gawk over that for a few days before we – or not even a few days. Report came out the day after he got signed. So not even days. It's more like one day that, you know, we're going to send you to the Panthers because, okay, you want traded, you can get out of here. I think there was that, too. Like Deontay wasn't a team guy, and he was – there were murmurs going around that he wouldn't play for the Steelers if Kenny Pickett were to be the quarterback, which, I mean, you can express those opinions maybe internally about what you think of your teammates, but as soon as your feelings leak to the public level – it just becomes a distraction that shouldn't be there. That's not a good look for him personally, but that's also not a good look for the Steelers, that you wouldn't attempt to trust the guy that the Steelers are and the team is relying on at that position to win. And it would be different if he were catching every football, and if he were George Pickens, it would be different. I think there was a lot more slack given to George Pickens, because George is the opposite of Deontay in catches. Like, George caught, like, almost everything. Like, he makes crazy catches. Deontay was making many, many mistakes, but still being like, ah, no, I don't want that guy as my quarterback. And I love to speculate just what Deontay was thinking when Russell Wilson got signed. Like, oh, wow, I get to play with Russell Wilson. That's kind of cool. And then, you know, like a day later, Deontay's out. I think it's interesting just to think about Deontay and to understand, like, you can't win with those, or you can't win with that type of attitude. Let's take one more caller before I go to break. 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Dave. I'm calling from Greensburg. I'm calling about Steelers and the way how they treat the receivers and the receivers that they pick.
Sure, go ahead.
I think it's more you're talking about Mike Tomlin again. As people want to continue praising Mike Tomlin, Tomlin is the problem. Because you go back along the history of the receiving corps, you go back from Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, to A.B., to Martavis Bryant, to Wallace, to Plaxico Burress. And there's a few other receivers I'm sure I forgot. But you're going back to the coaching staff, the scouts, and everybody picking up problematic receivers that have some of them not a good work ethic, other ones are taking a flyer on. But, again, it goes back to the representation of the main coach and the head coach, who's Mike Tomlin, and Mike Tomlin is the problem. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Maybe. Maybe. I see that. I don't love having that conversation right now because I don't think Tomlin is making players do anything, which actually might be the problem. Like, the discipline isn't there, and maybe you blame Tomlin for that lack of discipline. But don't forget, too, I mean, when you put it in this perspective, like, these are grown men that are playing football. Like this is what this is. They're not kids. Like, Mike Tomlin can't just be the parent authority figure necessarily, and sometimes we wish that there's just a magic wand that he can wave and make that happen, but, like, just put that in perspective, too. Like, these are grown men, and Mike Tomlin can make an effort however he chooses to discipline players. But at the end of the day, like, it's grown men doing what they're going to do, what they feel like they have the power to do. And Deontay Johnson felt like he could voice his frustrations. And the Steelers organization should be praised because they took control of that by removing that negative influence from this team. That's it. So blame Tomlin as much as you may want, hate him as much as you want maybe for how he's approached things, but just keep that in mind too. There are grown men a part of these teams. It's not youth football. It's not amateur football. These are grown men who are playing at the highest professional level. Tomlin can try to impart influence, but if that doesn't work, management, front office swoops in, removes the problem, and in this case it was via a trade with one of the worst run franchises in the NFL right now. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. More to talk when I come back right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and now we have Mike on the phone at 412-928-9370. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, good morning. Now, with letting Deontay go, who's going to be the number one receiver? Do you think they're going to go with Pickens, or do you think they need to pick somebody up on the open market?
They should still pick someone up on the open market, but they should definitely, they're definitely probably going to make George Pickens number one.
Okay, all right, that's what I was hoping for. I mean, he's putting up big numbers last year, which sometimes it seems surprising that he reached the numbers he did. He had a few games where he wasn't prevalent, but then I'm happy with that.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for the call. Sorry, I got to run. I think that, yeah, when he gets the football, he's an impact player, and I think he deserves to be number one. I think his attitude sometimes kind of distracted him from, like, the talent that he has, but, like, he keeps that under control, and, you know, he becomes a responsible number one, and he's actually given the football and schemed well into the offense. I think he can be an impact player, and at this point in time, I'm not worried about his attitude or anything. I think he's good enough to be a number one, and I think that's what they're going to do. This season, I'd say probably he'll be listed as the number one, and then they'll go out and either in the draft or free agency or both, they'll add one more receiver at least to this core. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or online at sunchevy.com. Today we got a high of 60, low of 43. Tomorrow, high of 58, low of 36. Partly cloudy skies both days.